State dance coverage from the Target Center on Q92 brought to you by B. Johnson Electric, Prairie Sun Bank, Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Greg Thole Electric, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, T&D Barnwood Rustics, Tofty Auto and Sales, Erickson Chevrolet, Sowerable Designs, Cargill, The Strand Agency, Warren Trigestead, Pioneer Seeds, Dawson Dairy Queen, Stephen Seth Haas, Golden Harvest Seeds, Western Crop Protection, Ag Processing Incorporated, Appleton Area Health, Larry's Refrigeration and Heating. State dance coverage brought to you by Northern Plains Tiling, Haugen Insurance Agency, Livestock Systems of Dawson, the Jenny O Turkey Store, Johnson Memorial Health Services, Farmers and Merchants State Bank in Appleton, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, CCM Health Montevideo. State dance coverage brought to you by Heartland Eye Care, Zarbach Funeral Home and Memorials, Purus, Heather Nursery, Dean Martinson, Pioneer Seeds, Ag Plus Cooperative, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods in Dawson, Mark Boris Crop Insurance, Olson Dray Service, Ludvigson Tiling, Appleton Dental Clinic, Lee Motor Company Dawson, Ridgeview Seeds, Luke Oy, and Aaron Tasto.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to Target Center here in downtown Minneapolis. Paul Ramel, Ken Fransky, Didi Schomer, high above the Target Center floor. Guys, we are ready for day two. High kick Saturday.
High kick Saturday. Same positions for announcing and viewing. Great day yesterday. Crowd's going to be bigger today, D, because more girls are dancing. More people have Saturday off from work than a Friday afternoon and evening. So another day two of excitement, it looks like.
Absolutely. We were sitting here watching some of the mark times, and I can't wait to see them and, full go mode, that's for sure. Going to see some really good stuff today.
That's right. Well, let's recap yesterday quick about the state jazz. It was a great day for Section 3.
It was, Paul. Two out of our three teams, our Shadows and the Wyoming Silhouettes, were taken from the 12-team prelims down to the 6-team finalists. Unfortunately, Montevideo out of Section 3 did not advance onto the finals. And then the finals got extremely competitive again this year, following up on extremely heavy competition a year ago, and all three top teams repeated, if you will, from last year. So in third place yesterday in Class 8 Jazz with a ranked score of 13 was Wyoming. Our Shadows came in at runner-up with a ranked point of 9, and St. Cloud Cathedral repeated as Jazz champions in Class A with a ranked point of 6. Dean, I think we were talking about a little bit yesterday, last year, just to talk about how competitive these three teams are. We were talking about a tiebreaker. We thought there were two, and I looked it up. I had the information with me. And last year in Jazz fans back home listening, Cathedral were the champions with a rank point of 5. Our Shadows and YME tied with a rank of 12, and we won the tiebreaker. Now, take it one step forward. We got a few other things to wrap up from yesterday. But in kick, there was a tiebreaker as well, too. St. Cloud Cathedral and YME tied for first with a rank of 7, and YME lost the tiebreaker to the Cathedral, slid to the second spot, and our Shadows came in first. So extremely talented programs. The other follow-ups, Paul, that we had from yesterday that we talked about, the all-tournament team, the 6 final teams each get 2 representatives on the all-tournament team. And for our Shadows, that was Annika Fernholst and Peyton Moe, both seniors, long-term dancers in our program. And for YME Silhouettes, we had Sajana Polin, and I'm sure I butchered that, and Kylie Nolenberg. And then it took us till last night to finally capture it off the big screen. They scroll through various things here in Target Center on the big screen, and we have recognized senior academic award winners. Right.
And for our Lacaparral Dawson Boyd Shadows, we had Annika Fernholz, Peyton Moe, Emily Torstensen, and McKaylee Wente were the 4 academic award winners for our Shadows team. And, it's not only about sports in high school. It's academics. It's all the extracurricular activities that go on and on. So we need to highlight their intelligence in the classroom and how great of student-athletes these 4 girls are as well. So, boy, what an exciting day. We followed the Holly Nuggets here for the first time since 2007 with Grace Johnson, assistant coach, former Shadow dancer, Hannah Johnson, former Shadows assistant coach. We followed tightly and interviewed Maddie and Lydia Offit, who are coaching for New London Spicer, and both of those teams had good performances. Unfortunately, they didn't make the finals, but
I don't know, talking to those girls, that they really expected to. Right. They would have really had to dance extremely well with the level of competition, but they came and handled the big lights and the big atmosphere wonderfully, didn't they, Dee Dee?
Oh, absolutely. I think it's really important, you know, to put your best dances, you know, as your last dances. And so whether, you know, that's why you got to go all out, you know. So it was a great dance day yesterday, and finals was tight. Oh. I mean, everybody stepped up their game. And I think we're going to see that again here today. I mean, like you said, there's just more girls, more people, higher energy. The music is a little bit more, you know.
Up-tempo, speedy, jazzy, in your face maybe for some routines.
We'll talk a little bit about our theme is, you know, bring the storm. You know,
yes.
We talk about that. And as I was watching the people start to come into the Target Center, there is one of our kids from our, you know, section here. He's wrapped in, like, tool, and he looks like a tornado. It's like a gray little tornado. So fun to see the fans get into it and dress up and bring that energy. The girls love to see it, you know. So
The silhouettes have a 70s theme, and I saw in the corridor here a lot of yellow Mancinista silhouette dads dressing their hippie outfits.
Their hippie outfits. I see three or four guys, Paul, down in that YME section with Afro-type wigs they're wearing, and I just caught two guys walking in. I'm not sure what school and town it's from. They must have a Grease theme, or no, not a Grease theme.
Mamma Mia?
It's
Montevideo Mamma Mia theme, yeah.
A Queen theme.
Okay.
Like we did in 2019, because I saw some jackets that guys like Brandon Coyle wore, and I think Brad Fernholz, you know, this leather yellow jackets. There's got to be a Queen theme here somewhere, it looks like, or something similar to that.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of excited for the music call.
So who are the teams involved in high kick today? Do we have that?
Right, so we can randle through the 12 teams
what time they're going to dance?
Qualify. So we will kick off after the national anthem with the first team at right around 11:30 here this morning, and leading off in kick. Sorry, I got the wrong one in front of me. I got to get the right one in front of me. I had Jazz there. Here we go. Will be Lake City, then followed up by Wabasha Kellogg. Then the Yellow Medicine East Silhouettes will dance in the third spot at about 11:44. Crosby Ironton, St. Cloud Cathedral. Then the Holly Nuggets will dance at about 12:05. Bagley, Holdingford. Our hometown Shadows will dance in the ninth spot at about 12:25. Zimbrota Mazeppa. Then Montevideo out of Section 3A at about 12:40-ish. And wrapping it up will be New London Spicer of the 12 teams that have qualified for the state tournament Class A kick event today.
And, Dee Dee, how do they do this? Then the 12 teams dance then? Then what happens?
Then after everybody's done dancing, they will all come back out on the floor, and then they will announce the final six in performance order. And that's how they will come back tonight for finals, dance. And
finals begin tonight, late this afternoon at 5:30.
Correct.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So after single A prelims are done, they announce those finals, then Class 2A and 3A will go in their prelims. That'll give, you know, the Class A six finalists some time to rest, recoup, work on a few things, then come back in for the finals 5:30, and then the 2 and 3A will follow up after that.
Yep, and then AA and AAA will perform between 2 and 4:15 today.
Yep, and they'll alternate.
Right.
They have 2A dance one direction, 3A dance the other direction, so that brings in a bigger crowd here at Target Center because there's twice the teams dancing kind of at the same time.
And for you listening, of course, we're going to have section team wrestling at 12:30 this afternoon. Dick Newman, Danny Lee down in Worthington, Minnesota at Worthington High School. And best of luck to Team United Wrestling, two matches away from going to the state tournament.
Boy, having a fantastic year, United team is all the way around, top to bottom. It's been fun to watch them and listen to them throughout the year. So, yeah, best of luck to those guys. Hank, head coach, first year.
Yeah.
You know, 26, 28, and 1.
Something like that.
Only losses to a South Dakota team. That don't matter on the schedule.
No, good luck to them. And so they'll be on at 12:30. They win that match, and they'll wrestle at 2:30 for the right to go to the state wrestling tournament. In 2 weeks, so that'll be great for them. And we'll be we'll cut in or around 1:15 when they do the award or
the finalists.
We will be on the air for that, and then we'll turn it back over to Dick and Danny right away. So, but high kick today, and who's on that shadow roster, D, for high kick?
The young ladies that are going to represent us well today are Morgan Anderson, a freshman, Addie Dahl, a sophomore, Annika Fernholz, captain, senior, Lexi Gliggy, senior, Harper Grunos, eighth grader. She's an alternate in the sense of out with an injury. Molly Halverson, sophomore. Isabella Jelly, junior. Isabella Jacobs, senior. Reese Johnson, sophomore. Jada Kessler, sophomore. Chloe Kranz, seventh grader. Paisley Martinson, eighth grader. Reagan Martinson, senior. Reese McCoy, junior. Brandy Meyer, junior. Reese Mitchell, senior. Peyton Moe, senior. Reese Oxendorf, sophomore. Hannah Oy, sophomore. Emerson Olson, junior. Micaiah Poost, freshman. Atiana Speck, junior. Landry Schmidt, senior. Emily Torsenson, senior. Addie Tufto, sophomore. Michaeli Wente, senior. Also going to give out a shout out to our captains. I referenced Annika Fernholz. Emily Torsenson is a captain. Isabella Jelly is a captain. Reese Mitchell is a captain. And Peyton Moe is a captain. And our student managers are Rihanna Verkus and Calista Borman. And the Colts are amazing coaches, Carly Wager, Hope Traeger, and Ellie Jacobs.
And we're going to speak with the shadow managers here sometime today, Rihanna and Calista, and talk to them about what it means to be a manager for a dance team.
Yep, and both are seniors on the team as well. So we got two seniors that are student managers, nine seniors total that are dancers, so a lot of experience there.
Yep, all right. I'm excited for high kick. I love high kick.
Well, you can see them lining up in the chute here, getting ready to come out, and I am just ready to see the day unfold.
Yeah, that's right. It's going to be great. And also, it's going to be just like yesterday, like Jazz. It's going to be close.
I do, too. I think today we're going to see a repeat with really tight scores. And, you know, that's what makes it interesting. It makes it fun.
Yep. We got the judges sitting right behind us. Maybe we should wave a Lockbrawl Dawson Boys shadow flag or something in front of them.
Paul, we need a big flag on a pole and just keep waving it back and forth like a good mascot would do. Absolutely.
You know, looking into the crowd here, sitting right next to us is the Lockbrawl. There's a lot of Lockbrawl Valley girls basketball players here and Dawson Boy girls basketball players here. That's really cool to see.
Yeah, the student body support. You got to do that. You got to help everybody else. And this is a Super Bowl of dance. You know, you got to come do that and be a part of it and take it all in.
Well, when you look, Paul, too, you know, each team gets a set of kind of assigned seats, you know, a fixed number, kind of, you know, square with the sideline of the court. And then there's general seating. And when you look around kind of the edges, if you will, around the bowl, you see a lot of those green-colored shadow T-shirts on, like you were referencing, Paul, the girls' basketball team sitting to our right. You see some, you know, off to our left. So I think crowd support, not only for our shadows, but for the other two teams in Section 3A, is going to be very large compared to the other nine teams here. And it's going to be fun to watch Section 3A support each other.
That's right. I just want to mention the results from Jazz yesterday in Double A. The champion was Orono, and there's a connection there. Who told me that?
That would be Sharon, the coach. She used to coach the Gold Dusters many years ago. So when she moved away, she had a passion in her heart to continue. And it is her last year coaching, and she ends it with a state title. So congratulations to those young ladies and to Sharon.
And second place in AA Jazz last night went to Bunnell St. Margaret. Third place went to Mound West Tonka. And in AAA, if I can get my computer to AAA, I can get my computer from
Maple Grove.
Maple Grove.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. Maple Grove took first.
And the reason we remember that is it was phenomenal.
Oh, just breathtaking.
We just watched Maple Grove's mark time on their high kick.
I love their music. Phenomenal. And just it's a little bit different. I mean, it's not like fast paced. But like I said, we were talking about, we're going to see a lot of really neat ideas and creativity. And I'm excited to see it.
Yeah, Maple Grove took first place in AAA Jazz yesterday. Wayzata took second place, and Eastview took third. So that's a completion of Jazz yesterday. So
great competition in all three classes. I haven't seen the scores from 2 and 3A, or I haven't seen most of the scores from 1A even posted yet, but I can't imagine it was any less of a race in 2 and 3A for those top three finishing spots. Just a lot of competition again this year. Amazing.
Well, I don't know if you can hear the crowd in the background, but they're Class A dance, the fans are here. And
they just started the Section 3A cheer. One of the wannabe dads. As the girls are lined up in the chute, the captains and the coaches get to come out to the field. Each team is represented before national anthem, and one of the YME dads started the Section 3A chant already.
Mm-hmm. You know, you guys are former parents of Shadows. What are the Shadows parents in the stands going through right now?
Oh.
What are they experiencing?
They're excited for the girls, but, you know, it's dance day. Everybody's always a little nervous. But you just cheer, and I think, you know, that's a part of getting some of that little bit of the nerves. And there's a lot of seniors on the team, too. And so I've talked to a couple of the moms of just take it in and enjoy it. There's a lot of emotion going on today, too. I mean, it's a good emotion, but I definitely think, you know, there's nothing we can do about trying to help them other than put our heart and whole, you know, soul into cheering and letting the girls feel that in the stands, that our hearts are on the floor with them.
Yeah, I think a lot of nervous energy, you know, cushioned by just tons of excitement and pride. You know, and all you can hope and pray for is all the girls on the team perform their best. You know, and that's what you have to do in the last two dances, whether you're a senior and it's your career for the Shadows or you're one of the underclassmen. Certainly want to see a high level of competition all the way around. But, you know, for me as a dance dad, Paul, you're just bubbling with pride.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just unbelievable.
Okay. I think that'll wrap up our pre-dance show here from Target Center in Minneapolis. Appreciate you guys joining us. Join me once again. It's a lot of fun, isn't it?
It's a ton of fun, Paul, to be part of this. And, you know, how we say thank you to Maynard and KLQP for not only inviting us in, but being here for section dance last week, being here for state dance and covering it for 20-plus years, Paul. That's pretty special to see. With one of two radio stations in the state of Minnesota are here, and without a doubt, KLQP-FM is the long-standing one that comes every year.
Well, I think it's always my goal to try to bring that energy back to the listeners. You know, do a good job trying to say, hey, even if you can't be here, the spirit's coming back home. So.
And for all the sponsors, your money is getting used well for this. Thanks for sponsorship.
Well, the PA announcer is just starting. They're going to do the national anthem. They're going to march the 12 Class A high kick teams onto the gym floor, and then they'll start the performances. And then we'll be back around 1 o'clock.
1:15 somewhere. Yesterday we were a little ahead of schedule. We think that's because they allow about 7 minutes for the dance routine and to switch out off the floor. And the dance routines have been shortened in time a little bit. So somewhere at 1:15, if it stands true to yesterday, Paul. Absolutely.
And, of course, we're going to have section team wrestling at 12:30. So we're going to break into wrestling, and we'll just do a quick report here from the Target Center of who will dance in the finals that night. So with that, thanks, guys. Dee Dee,
always a pleasure.
Kansky, and Maynard, we'll turn it back to you at the studios.
Our coverage of State Dance from the Target Center brought to you in part by Heartland Eye Care, Zarbach Funeral Home and Memorials, Purus, Heather Nursery and Floral, Dean Martinson, Pioneer Seeds, Ag Plus Cooperative, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Mark Morris Crop Insurance, Olson Dray Service, Ludvigson Tiling, Appleton Dental Clinic, Lee Motor Company, and Ridgeview Seeds, Luke Oy and Aaron Tastow.